We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the donkey of the day, but, like, I mean no harm.
Donkey of the day for Wednesday, September 21st, goes to all you digital D-heads who are doing the latest TikTok challenge. And that challenge is cooking chicken in NyQuil. Sometimes I think to myself, Jesus really did have every intention of coming back, but this was before social media, right? The first greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing the world he didn't exist. But the second greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing the world to follow and play with him every day on social media. Let's go to CBS 9 for the report, please.
A new social media challenge is encouraging young people to marinate their chicken in NyQuil and other cough products. So here you go. The FDA has to remind us that it's not a good idea. And this one is dangerous, even if you don't even eat the chicken. That's because the FDA says boiling medication can change its properties, making it more concentrated. So just breathing it alone can let high levels of that drug into your body, damaging your lungs.
I know Jesus questions why he died for y'all often. I just know he does. White people, I apologize for all the times we've clowned y'all for not being able to season your food. I take back every unseasoned chicken joke. If this is what the trauma of not being able to taste your food has led to, I sincerely apologize. All right, the fact that the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration has to warn humans, not to cook their food with NyQuil is mind-boggling. Why would you want your chicken to relieve common cold and flu symptoms? And even if it wasn't NyQuil, NyQuil don't have no good flavors for marinating sauce. Vanilla cherry swirl on chicken? Blech. Cherry on chicken? Blech. And damn sure not that original flavor. Listen, man. When you succumb to peer pressure, nobody is actually pressuring you to do anything. You just want to be accepted. It is what it is. Nobody actually makes you do anything. You make the choice to do things because you're seeking validation from whoever is asking you to do something, which is why I don't understand for the life of me why y'all seek viral validation from a bunch of digital D-heads on social media. You don't even know okay, remember when adults in our life used to say, so what? If everybody jumps off a bridge, you're going to do it too? Well, in this social media era, yes, people will, especially if it's a TikTok challenges, okay? Challenges like this only target the youth because youngins are the only ones who are easily influenced by challenges like this. I would hope so. And the FDA is warning that someone could take a dangerously high amount of the cough and cold medicine without even realizing it. Might hurt your lungs because the medication's vapors while cooking could cause high levels of the drugs to enter your body. People, I promise you, man, the internet is not sustainable. It is a phenomenal advancement in technology. Absolutely it is, okay? Causing humans' brains to advance? Absolutely no. Okay, I read a quote once, and the quote was, the difference between technology and slavery is that slaves are fully aware that they are not free. We have no idea that we are prisoners to the algorithm. We really think we're in control, but look no further than the NyQuil Chicken Challenge to know that we are indeed not. Please give everybody participating in the NyQuil Chicken Challenge the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
Oh, I forgot we actually got audio from the actual TikTok. Let's hear the talk tick.
My wife got sick last night, so I'm cooking up some NyQuil chicken. I've done this in the past, and usually I use about, you know, 4/3 of the bottle. And if it's your first time doing this, you can get away with using about a fifth. Season that NyQuil in there just at the right temperature. You're going to want to let it sit there and sizzle for about, you know, 5 to 30 minutes. Make sure you're constantly flipping over the chicken. You don't want to give one side more attention than the other. Oh, sometimes this steam really makes you sleepy. Woo! What you're looking for is that blue color right there. All right, and you can go ahead and turn it off. Ooh, yeah, that steam, baby. Drain the unused right back into the NyQuil can, just like so. And boom, NyQuil chicken, bone apple teeth.
Sound like Breaking Bad.
Sounds disgusting.
Why not just give your wife the NyQuil after you cook for her? If she's not feeling well, the comfort of you cooking for your wife will make her feel better. And then why not give her the NyQuil before bed? Who told you to combine two? Also, I need to give myself donkey today because is this a real challenge or is this just one digital D-head on social media attempting to get attention and he got it? Because I didn't see a bunch of videos of this.
I just think it's one digital D-head. I only seen one.
And then he poured the NyQuil back into the bottle like how our parents used to save the grease back in the day. Like, ugh. Disgusting, bro.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
I would say God bless him, but really, God bless us all. Because it's all downhill from here, people.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.